You're listening to Drive with Jerome and Perea.
All right, Perea, you're a bit of a trash bag. You would be watching some TV at the moment, wouldn't you?
Love that you know me in such a short period of time.
I know you so well. Yeah, no. Well, you'd have to be living under a rock to not have heard about Nick Cummins or the Honey Badger.
I know. I wish I didn't, but yeah, unfortunately I did.
He's been Well, he's been blowing up recently because of the shock horror finish to The Bachelor. Spoiler alert, he didn't pick one of the girls. He didn't pick any of them.
Were we surprised, though?
I don't know. I wasn't really watching.
Yeah, same.
But anyway, I think that the Honey Badger is probably a pretty nice guy. Like, I don't know him, but he seems all right to me. And I really appreciate the candid way he spoke on the project last night. He seemed pretty concerned about the people who were sent home. He was very upset about the pressure placed on him to just pick a woman in the end. Have a listen to this.
You go in there, you're like, right, I've got a chance at finding the girl for me here. And then all of a sudden, it gets down to a point, you're sending girls home. And I'm not a rude bloke. I feel that I am pretty honest and fair with the girls. And you can ask the girls, and every time one of the girls is sent home, there'll be at least one girl that come up to me out of the girls that remain. And they'd say, are you okay? And I wasn't.
See, I kind of identify with that. Because
do you?
Because I'm a superstar. No, because I think that it would be hard to hurt someone's feeling. And even if you just jumped on a game show to have a bit of fun, you know, it would feel bad. You'd be sending people home. You'd be saying you're not the best here.
Yeah, but it looks like there's a but.
Yeah,
coming.
you can see feel that, can't you? Well, there is a big old but. So he made these comments like, oh, you know, people need to realize this is a reality TV show. People get too invested in these things. It's not real life, all that kind of stuff. Then on the other hand, he's coming out and saying, oh, it's a big deal for these girls. Yeah, you know, like, oh, gosh, I was tormented by the possible decision I had to make. This is somebody's life, guys. Seriously, won't somebody please think of the contestants? Anyway, my thoughts are, what's going on here, mate? Is it a reality TV show and it doesn't matter? Or does it matter and it's something that's tormented as you? Because we're viewers are faced with a situation where it's like, can we enjoy this programming or
are we being like really weird about it, being creepy and watching other people's love lives?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Basically, my closing comments are, Nick, I appreciate your honesty, mate. If you're listening, I bet you are. Your interview seemed heartfelt for me, but you're on The freaking Bachelor. Seriously, you can't say you didn't fully understand what you were getting yourself into. You must understand that, hey, Priya.
Totally. Well, it's like you've said, the seasons are on and have been on for a number of times, so it's not like it's anything new.
No, and plus now you're sitting on a big old pile of money because of the show, so it can't be all that bad.
Doesn't he have a book or something coming out?
Yeah, he plugged that a bit
plug,
as well.
Plug,
naughty
plug.
Boy. He's not a liar. He didn't tell the full truth. We've actually got another story like that coming up now. If Nick Cummins was the Prince of the Bachelor, this guy said he was actually a prince. Or was he? You're on Drive with Jerome and Perea.